Blog Talk Radio.
Start out with a prayer. Amen. Lord God, or Father in heaven,
We come to you as your children. Bless us, we pray. Bless us especially in days when fear tries to take hold of us. Let your help come down to us as you have promised, the great help in Jesus Christ, who shall come to redeem the whole world. Bless us through your word. Renew us again and again to stand firm and true to you, for you are our help for redemption and reconciliation through Jesus Christ. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a mixtape. It's the best of Joe Praise. Sit back and listen and enjoy.
I would like to introduce
the latest gospel mix on GZ Entertainment.
Respect.
I'm just scratching the surface. You're listening to the latest gospel mix on GZ Entertainment.
Thank you.
Gospel mix on GZ Entertainment.
Something more than gold.
You're listening to the latest gospel mix on GZ Entertainment.
I have confidence in you. If you have allowed the enemy to strike me down, Onye kam ga koro, Onye kam ga koro. If you had allowed shame all over me, Onye kam ga koro, Onye kam ga koro. Aga me buige me, Aga me buige me. Agame bunigelu, agame bunigelu. Well, it has been many years. But you never fail, you never change. If you never died for me on Calvary, Onye kam ga koro, Onye kam ga koro. And if you had allowed my life to waste away, Onye kam ga koro. You've been good to me all the time, in the rain and summertime, even in the darkest hour, you've always been there. This life you give to me, but I'm giving it back to you. So do what you want with it, do what you want with it. I've got my fully got more, I've got my fully got more. Agame puligalo, papa, papa.
You're listening to the latest gospel mix on GZ Entertainment.
That's why we were changed. Anything you do, it is see you well. Cover your window, off the light, lock your door in. I be you think say, Baba God in all the sea.
You're listening to the latest gospel mix on Jesus and
if you like, pick you wrong, me. Scatter it down, twist the clock back. What goes around must surely come around, and we'll catch up with you, eh? He'll catch up with you, eh? Open your eyes, get somebody by your door, eh? His name is Jesus, knocking at your door, eh? Confess your sin and redeem yourself. He will come dwell with you, eh? Yeah. Jesus did not for your door. He did not for your door, eh? If you give yourself to him, Jesus did not for your door. He did not for your door, eh? For your love, he is not for your dying. If you give yourself to him now, Jesus is not for your love, he is not for your dying. If you give yourself to him now, he was a man who drew people far leaving, and all the time he goes out to steal for banking, you're up for judging. Then one day he goes out to steal. The police got him and gunned him down.
down. They knocked him down, died in Stanley, soaked in bloody. Not for your life. He's still waiting out, he's still racing, he's still alive today. However bad you think you've gone, he's still waiting out, please just listen. Make you give yourself to him now. Jesus, he's not for your door, he's not for your door.
You're listening to the latest gospel mix on Cheesehead Entertainment.
You
Gospel mix on GZ Entertainment. You're listening to the latest gospel mix on GZ Entertainment.
He's intentional, never failing. I'll think I'm
working for my good.
He's intentional, hey, and he's never failing. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out and say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
And I can hold my head up.
It's working.
Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry. Hey, my faith is rising now. And although I can't see how, I know that he's intentional. Yes, he is. Hey, he's been doing it for a long time. Hey, he's been doing it for a long time. Hey, and I can give him my trust now. I can give him my praise now. He's intentional.
Approximately 55 to 65 A.D. There are four points we will highlight during the introduction to the Gospel of Mark. The word immediately is used 40 times in the Gospel of Mark, more than anywhere else in the New Testament. In this Gospel, you will see people acting on their faith with a sense of urgency. In the same way, we should not hesitate to act on our faith when the Spirit compels us to act. Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. Mark writes in Mark chapter 10, verse 43 to 45, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life ransom for many." He also writes in Mark chapter 8, verses 34 to 37, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Whoever loses his life for my sake in the gospel shall save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" There are 18 miracles recorded in this, the shortest of the four Gospels. Almost half of Mark's gospel is devoted to the final 8 days of Jesus' life on earth. Having a sense of urgency about our faith, as mentioned earlier, the word immediately appears 40 times in the Gospel of Mark. As we read Mark's words, we need to focus on the people that acted on their faith immediately and notice how they did not wait until the perfect time or until things slowed down a little in their lives. They did not make any excuses. They knew the right thing to do was and would be blessing, pleasing to God as they did it. That is the key point to take away from today's lesson. Two sets of brothers acting on their faith. Once we understand the good news of the gospel, we need to act immediately and with a sense of urgency, the same way these two sets of brothers did when Jesus called his first disciples, Simon and Andrew, in Mark chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. And he was going along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brothers of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Then there were James and John, in Mark chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. On a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were also in the boat mending the nets. Immediately he called to them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went away to follow him. Both sets of brothers were pierced in their hearts, and both acted on faith immediately. So should we. God will provide opportunities for us to act on our faith. There will be times in our lives when we feel like God is calling us to do something, the same way Jesus called the two sets of brothers. When this happens, we will be like those disciples who acted immediately, or we will find an excuse not to act. Satan will do his best to distract us while also trying to convince us that we do not need to act on our faith. He may even bring doubters into our lives who provide excuses for us not to act. If we are not careful, we can get talked out of following God's plan for us, which would be a tragedy. We cannot let that happen. We need to remind ourselves how pleased God is when we act on our faith and put our trust in his plans and not ours. God wants us to be people of strong faith that are always ready to act and bring glory unto him. So let us conclude today's lesson. As we read the Gospel of Mark, we will observe many times when the Spirit moved people to act immediately on their faith. There is nothing preventing us from doing the same. All that we need is faith in Jesus, which we obtain through the reading of God's Word. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So as we read the Gospel, we need to open our hearts and our minds to God's message and determine what we will bring, what we are being called to do. Then we need to act on our faith. It's really as simple as that. We will conclude today's lesson with the following verse about the importance of acting on our faith. In James chapter 2, verses 14 to 17, "What use it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace and be warm and be filled,' yet you do not give them what is necessary for the body, what use is that? In the same way, faith also, if it has no work, is dead being by itself." Amen. Well, I hope you got something from today's lesson of Mark chapter 1. And we'll be back tomorrow with Mark chapter 2. Amen. Alrighty. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say the simple prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer Well, I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. I pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we'd like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Okay, and if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press that one key and I will bring you on so that you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Well, we got some callers here. Let's take them and see what they've got to say. Amen. 111, you're on there.
Hey, Pastor Kim, this is J-Bo.
No, that ain't J-Bo.
Hey, man. Hey, brother. It's J-Bo.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, what's wrong with your stupid-ass husband, fucking Tony?
Why,
I like the way
he's
talking to me. Well, aside from being a faggot, he's talking about my family.
You talking about a Discord? That's not the real Tony. That's a fake Tony.
Well, hold on. No, well, either way, they're both faggots.
Okay.
Are you so who's the bigger faggot? You or Tony F?
Neither one of us.
Well, I don't know, man. But just so you know, this is J-Bo, and I don't appreciate you letting your bitch faggot boyfriend and husband talk to me that way. And if you don't calm down, I'm going to hurt Victor, and I'm going to take that K-A-T that you call cat and make him bark like a dog. And another thing, that's animal abuse, the way you make him sniff your asshole.
Okay, well, I have no control over the fake Tony and Discord. Why don't you just kick that person out of the room?
Hey, listen, first of all, stop talking to me like such a gay person. Change your tone. Sound like a little butterfly there. Stop being a pansy and grow a set of balls and stand up to your husband. Check your tone with me. Turn it down a decibel and talk normal. Try to talk like a mean fag, that's not good.
Okay.
All right. So say you're sorry to me to start off with. Let's start over. Say you're sorry.
For what? I didn't say anything wrong.
Apologize and we'll move forward.
Okay, apologize.
That doesn't sound sincere. Come on.
Not bad sincere. Okay. Goodbye. 111. You're on the air.
Hey, this is J-Bo. This is J-Bo.
Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on air.
Ken, this is J-Bo. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I don't know. I didn't think it was you.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm a lot nicer than that guy. That guy sounded like a prick. He sounded like a closeted homosexual. There's nothing wrong with being a closeted homosexual, but that guy definitely sounded like one.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I mean, like flamboyant, like that Gary guy or Gary guy. That guy is insane. So I don't have a lot of time, but could you please do me a favor? Could you please, please, please tell Tony to stop being so mean to me in the damn Discord?
That's not the real Tony. That's the fake Tony. I have no control over him.
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta just kick him. You gotta just kick him. He's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, but I kicked him, her, him, but he keeps coming back, and I don't know who's. I don't know. Oh, yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I thought it was a fake one, but everyone's telling me that it's real.
No, it's not real. It is a fake Tony F.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah,
but,
Johnny doesn't go into Discord. He tried Discord a couple years back and didn't like it, so he's never been back.
And now I'm getting a message from this Tony. This is really me, and I'm gonna fuck your ass the way I fucking can. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that on your show.
Well, it was, see, that's not the real Tony, because Tony doesn't talk like that.
Well, I hope not. I'm very traumatized and hurt by this. I'm going through a lot of shit right now. You know, I almost drank today.
Well, I guess that's not the real talk. I wouldn't pay him any mind. Just blow him off.
I'm just very, very stressed out. And then this allegedly fake Tony sent me a coupon for the Alley Bar in Boston that says I get a free suck job. With a Pearl Harbor. I don't know what. All right, I don't know. This is too weird. Ken, I'll talk to you soon. Good luck with your show. And I don't need a coupon for a suck job at the Alley Bar. But thank you for your thoughts. I guess. What's a suck job? No. I'll ask Johnny. I'll ask Johnny. All right. Thank you, Pastor Ken. I'll talk to you later.
You're welcome, Jay. We'll love you.
Love you too, amigo. Bye.
All right, bro. All righty. 111, you're on the air.
Tell Jable he can go fuck himself and fuck his whole family. That fucking bastard. That stupid fuck.
Why do you try to imitate Tony F? You're not the real Tony.
I am, and like you said, he could suck people off. You just said Gable could suck people off.
No, I didn't. Didn't say that.
You're such a dumb... Kenny, you need to shut up or I'm going to exit you. And you starting to sound like Lady Quack Quack.
Yeah, whatever.
And tell Gable that he needs to redeem that suck job coupon.
Okay.
Kenny, don't be stupid now, Kenny. Don't fuck it up.
All right.
Don't fuck it up, Kenny. Hey, Victor's naked. Let's go to the room. Come on. End the show now, Kenny. End it. Kenny, end the show. I'm going to beat your ass, Kenny. End the show.
Yeah,
Lord, hang up on that annoying voice.
I know, I did. I hung up on it. Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Terrible voice. I don't know why he tries to be you. 111, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. 111.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
This is Kent Douglas Hopper, Rabbi, Deacon, Preacher, Galileo, Gladiator, Roman, Porn Star, NFL Player, Rapper, Wizard, Custodian, Biblical, Scholar, Writer, Archimedes, E-Man, Chihuahua. Orthodontist, ornithologist, Tijuana, and surgeon, rectal thermometer, fallopian tube, and vaginal pressure, NDS, DDS, Putin. How are you, my son?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Esquire. I am doing great, Kenny.
Good.
So now that you know 1, 2, and 6 of my many titles, occupations, and professions, I hope you're not jealous, Kenny.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So what's this I hear about a fake Bo J, a fake Tony F, a fake Kenny, a fake Victor, a fake me, and worst of all, you don't know who's who and what's what, Kenny.
Oh, I know
what is all that about.
Just like I know you're not the real Pastor Kent. Okay, there's a fake Tony in Discord, and I know that.
Who is Berta Sable, and who is Alex Staples, Kenny?
I am Alex Staples, and Berta Sable was Tony F's old name in Discord. Okay.
So it
but
Tony F.
Is using
you admit it.
It's a fake Tony using it.
So, Kenny, I got an email text from Yahoo at gmail.net.com.org.ca that said that you worked at a gay coffee shop called Coffee and Blowjobs and Rectals. Do you care to admit or deny these allegations?
I deny those allegations.
So, was it just a coffee shop for gays? Without
no,
job,
no, I haven't been in any
only
coffee shop or anything like that.
So you did not allow gays in the coffee shop?
I don't care who goes into the coffee shop. I don't go to coffee shops. I make my own coffee at home.
And you are very good at it, Kenny. I remember when you would bring it to me.
Yeah, right.
But
goodbye. Goodbye. 1-1-1. You're on. All right. Alrighty. So, that. Okay, we got another caller here. 1-1-1. You're on there.
I want you to know I'm boycotting the program. I'm not going to call.
Good.
I'm boycotting you.
Good.
I'm boycotting you.
Good.
I'm not going to go in the chat room either.
Good. Don't.
I'm confused about how Rosemary Barrow is in there saying she's got cancer of the cunt.
Yeah, it's not the real Rosemary, so it's okay.
What about in Discord? There's Bert Sable in Discord.
Yeah, that's a fake Tony F.
What about Alex Staples?
That's me.
Do you work at a gay coffee shop called Coffee and Blowjobs?
No. No.
All right. I'm boycotting you.
Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on air.
Timmy, don't hang up on me. I'm sorry. I have apologized for what has been said. So, I will accept your apology for hanging up on me.
Okay, I apologize. Okay, I apologize.
Okay, Jimmy. So now, let's be a little bit more civil. Do you have any more callers, Kenny?
Yes, I do. Okay, bring them on. 111.
Let's bring them
on.
You're
on air.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who's this?
This is Melvin. I'm J.
Hey, Melvin,
brother.
What's up? Oh, okay.
I'm J-Boo's brother. I've been threatened by your boyfriend there, Tony F. I don't appreciate
it. That's a fake Tony F.
No, he says he's in San Antonio. He says he's going to give me AIDS. He's going to spit in my food.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Our family's going through a lot right now. I don't know why someone's threatening me with AIDS.
Lord, hang up on these silly people.
Yep, okay.
That's
well, no
the guy.
More...
I recognize that voice.
Tony wouldn't do something like that. Goodbye. 111. You're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny.
Hey, what's up, DZ?
What's going on, brother?
Not so much. What's going on with you?
Oh, I heard Kent was on, so I thought I would call in. I always enjoy when he calls in. I enjoy the banter between you, yourself, and Kent because you guys go back such a long way. Isn't that right, Kent?
That is absolutely right, my Nubian.
True,
yeah.
That you is it true that you used to kind of, I guess, give Kent coffee, like not get or hand it to him. He would, like, you would pour it in his mouth while you were filleting him. Is that true?
No.
Okay, I was just asking. That was a rumor. I think it's really cool that you used to work as a barista at a gay coffee shop, though. That's pretty cool.
I didn't work as a
was
barista
like
at a gay
shop. Kenny, or do you prefer Alex? Should I call you Kenny or Alex?
Hey,
okay,
you can call me Kenny.
Okay, Kenny Alex. Was there like a room where you would go in the like in the back to do the blowjobs, or was that just... you just did it right out in the willy nilly, like in front of everybody. Because that would be more like a late night thing. You know what I mean?
No, didn't do any blowjobs in a coffee shop. I never worked in a coffee shop.
Hmm. Well, then I must have gotten some bad information. I'm sorry, Kenny.
Yeah, you got bad information.
Can I ask Ken a question? I've always wondered, well, not always, but I was just thinking about this as we were speaking. Kent, where was the weirdest place that that Kenny serviced you?
One of the weirdest places that Kenny let me service him was in his anus rectum. And one of the weirdest places that he serviced me was on my gooch. Do you know what the gooch is?
The gooch? Isn't that the place between your asshole and your balls?
Yes. That one in very little spot.
Kenny, you got interesting proclivities, brother. So I didn't actually mean like I meant like physically, like behind a shack, like in the back of a KFC. Like I meant like where was the weirdest place? Like, like in a hot air balloon. So like back in those days, where was the weirdest place that y'all fornicated, if you will?
Well, there was this one time that we asked one of the students at Mount St. Mary's to drive the El Camino in reverse. And Kenny and I jumped in the back. Then he bent over and spread his butt cheeks. And I entered him anally, rectally, anusly. And he loved it.
Oh,
yeah,
and this was only half of my 12-inch penis. So he got 6 inches. And when we came
to... Wait, Kenny, no, Kenny, don't run.
He's gone. We're not going to be talking about this on my program. And I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. Amen?
Kenny, do you have any other callers?
Yeah, we do. 1-1-1. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, I used to work at Coffee Talks, and I knew Alex Staples was the owner. He didn't pay me my tips. There was a lot of fornication going on there. It's not Coffee and Blowjobs. That's the nickname they gave it. It's called Coffee Talks. And you, Alex, are the owner.
No, I'm not. Goodbye.
Kenny, I didn't really understand that caller at all. That audio was rough. I don't know what they were speaking about, but I couldn't hear a word of it.
Okay. It was nonsense. 1-1-1. Okay, 1-1-1.
Was that Dickie or Grover?
I think that was Grover.
Grover, if you're drinking, man, stop drinking, Grover. I thought he was on the program again. I guess he fell off the wagon, Kenny. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he fell off the wagon.
Grover, call into the show. I want to speak with you. We talked about this.
1-1-1. You're on air.
Ken.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend is in Discord and telling Kent, I will fly to Canada and rip your sore-ridden cock off. I will infect the entire flock. He called DC2 a porch monkey, said he already has HIV, and there's no more N-words allowed on the show.
First of all, I don't have HIV, okay? That's the first thing I want to say publicly, and I want to make that clear, okay? There's no HIV in this black man's body. I don't know why Bert Stable would say that. That's upsetting to me. I thought we was on a good place, and now I'm hearing these insensitive comments. I don't like it, Kenny. I don't know what's going on with Bert Stable, maybe you need to give him a good stick on, Kenny.
That's a fake Tony F. That's not real. Okay? It's somebody from Discord pretending to be Tony F.
You know, I personally find it very distasteful that anybody would out somebody's HIV status in public on any kind of radio, internet, or any otherwise.
I
do not go into Discord. I do not go into Discord. I have not been in Discord. Whoever is in Discord, let them have fun doing whatever they're doing. But it is not me. So
okay, first of all, I never said you had HIV.
Well, I'm not saying you did. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people saying that you did and trying to say that I said it. I'm just saying that that is something I would never do.
Okay, well, then that's settled, all right? If you didn't do it, then you didn't do it.
Bird of Sable.
So, whoever's in Discord pretending to be me, have fun. You'll answer to yours one day, because we only answer to the Lord in the end. So, whatever. Bye.
Riveting.
I told you all that wasn't Tony.
Bird of Sable said, get off the show, you bald faggot, and said that to just to J-Bo.
Well, Bird of Sable is a fake Tony, yeah. So,
let me tell you this. I'm going to find out who this Bert Stables is. I'm going to smack the fire out of him because I'm tired of this ridiculous language and hatred towards the my minority. You know what? I've had it. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoever this is, I'm going to figure out who this is. I know it's not Tony F, so I'm going to figure out who it is, and I'm going to send Clarence after him. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, me too. I'm retired of silliness.
No more niggas. No more niggas on the show. That's what it said. And listen, I'm not having that. I'm not. There's not going to be any of this foolery, and I'm not going to let anybody talk about me like that.
I wouldn't let anybody talk about you either.
I thought Wanda was going to be on tonight.
Yeah, well, she ended up having a babysitter grandkids, and so
she had a baby. I didn't know she was pregnant.
She's not pregnant. She's babysitting her grandkids.
I thought you said she had a baby.
Hey, Bert,
no,
you better keep your mouth shut. You're going to find your ass in the back of a Cadillac or a trunk somewhere by the ocean. I'm sorry.
Bert Stable.
Sorry. This Bert person is talking a lot of shit, and I don't like it.
There's no more N-words on the show. I'll give Clarence HIV, too.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Kenny, for my language. I apologize. I was a little upset.
You're on there. It's all right.
Hello.
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 Grover.
It's Grover Washington. I'm boycotting the show.
Wait a minute. Wait a damn minute. Hold on, Kenny. Can I talk to him? Grover,
yeah.
It's Don, man. Listen. You know, me and Dexter had that intervention. The whole family was there, and then you're going to turn around and call into this show tonight, drunk, and say anal, like you retarded. What's wrong with you, man? Well, you was on step 3 of the 12 steps, man. You was doing good. You drank.
I ain't
you
drinking.
No, that's bullshit. Don't lie to me, Grover. You sound like Kenny with that bullshit. Listen, I know when you drink Patron that you act a fool, and I know you had Patron. Where did you get the Patron, Kenny? I mean, sorry. Where did you get the Patron, my friend?
Tony F. gave it to me when I went over to R-Dash, and Tony F. gave me the booze.
Kenny, is that true?
No. No, but it's not true.
Grover, why are you lying to me, man? We like family, Grover. Come on, brother.
Tony F. took me up to the Heeb, and we bought it. We bought the booze up at the Heeb, the H-E-B.
You can't buy booze at the H-E-B. You can buy wine or beer, but you can't buy alcohol.
My life is falling apart. Grover's drinking again. Gable's mom's on her deathbed. Well, I'm not going to go into the rest, but it's not been a good week for me. Listen, Kenny, can you please talk to Grover about the ills of drinking alcohol?
Yeah, I can tell him all the bad things about alcohol, okay? But Grover has that choice whether he wants to drink or not, okay?
Well, Kenny, Jesus,
okay,
you're a pastor,
I can't make
man.
Him stop drinking.
Goddamn, Kenny, you a pastor. Can you at least try to push him away from the alcohol? I mean, I have, listen, Kenny, I have free reign to fuck a donkey. That doesn't mean I'm going to do it. You should tell him not to fuck a donkey. Okay? Kenny, what's wrong with you, man?
What about a chicken?
Well, Kenny, apparently Kenny like egg hole. That's the rumor. I don't know if that's true. But if it isn't true, Kenny, I would tell you if you were considering fucking a chicken not to do it. And I'm not even a pastor. I'm a bishop.
I've never considered fucking a chicken.
Amen? I ask you again, Mr. Pastor Kenneth Fisher, will you please, for the love of God, at least ask my brother Grover to stop drinking?
Yes, I will do that.
Pretend you give a shit.
Grover, you need to stop drinking booze. Okay, it's not good. And it's bad for your health in the long run. It's even bad on COPD. Okay, it's bad,
yep.
Period. Okay, quit
Amen.
Drinking.
Thank you, Kenny.
What?
It only took me pulling out three of your teeth to get you to say that shit. Maybe next time it'll be in two. Grover, listen, man. Listen. You got to get it together, man. You got to get it together. I sent Dexter down there. He's gonna pick you up in the caddy. I don't know where he's taking you. I think it might be to rehab. I don't know. Please don't run like the last time when you ended up in Tijuana. Okay?
Could we stop by the Valero? I need to pick up some more booze.
Oh.
Grover, you're really driving me fucking crazy, man. You don't listen ever to a word I say. You remind me of Kenny in a lot of ways, minus the egg holing. And listen, and also, you know, you there's a whole train track with a dick thing. But that only happened once.
Could we also stop by the Burger Boy over by Hill Country Honda?
Of course, man. We stop there. I'll get him to stop there, pick you up a burger or two.
What about
sure.
Dutch Brothers Coffee?
Yeah.
The Buick. The Buick Place, Cavender Buick, GMC West.
Grover, I will have Dexter take you in to the Buick Place and have you look at cars if you want, man. I just want you to stop drinking. Don't do the cocaine either. We had to talk about that. The last time you did that shit, you climbed on the top of your rooftop of a parking garage and got butt naked, man. That shit ain't cool, man. The cops got called. You had to go downtown. Like, listen, indecent exposure ain't no joke, man. So stay off the cane.
What about?
No. Listen.
What about SeaWorld? Let's go down to SeaWorld. It's just south on the 1604.
Oh. Kenny, you see what I got to deal with, man? This man is off the hook nuts crazy, man. He's had COVID 46 times. He drinks like a fish, and he snorts cocaine like he has a Hoover in his head instead of a nose. Kenny, what am I going to do with this man?
I really don't know. Well, we're getting ready to end the show here, okay? So I'm going to say God bless you. Grover, stay off the
booze. Get the Negro to the curb.
Stay off
the
booze.
That's great, Kenny. I'm dumping my feelings out, and Kenny ends the show. Of course.
The show's
no
over.
We're black.
Nobody's listening anymore.
We're black.
What?
There's nobody listening anymore. Nobody's
Kenny,
listening
no,
anymore.
Oh, all right, Kenny. Whatever. Okay. All right. End the show. End it.
Okay. Wait. We got another caller here. 940. Let me take it. 940. You on here?
Good morning.
Hello?
Who's on the air?
Hello? Mr. 940, hello. Hello?
They ain't saying anything.
Kenny, I think it's one of your deaf listeners.
I'm sign language. Right. I'm doing sign language right now, sign language. Maybe
okay,
get the
he's gone. Anyway, okay. Well, I'm going to say I love y'all. Have a wonderful night. See you back here again tomorrow night.
Boycott.